Wisconsin is a great state to participate in a different kind of treasure hunt, one that gets you outside, pacing fields and properties with your eyes trained on the ground. It's shed hunting, looking for antlers that bucks have shed through the winter season. Are you a shed hunter yourself? Do you want to talk about a great antler that you found or how you got hooked into it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Joe Shedd is the former managing editor of Deer and Deer Hunting Magazine. He's author of the book Shed Hunting, A Guide to Finding White-Tailed Deer Antlers, and creator of two DVDs on the subject. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, talk about shed hunting. How did you get started?
I guess it was just something when I was a kid, you know, you didn't hear about people finding antlers a whole lot because hunting practices were different. People shot the first buck they saw in Wisconsin, and that has kind of changed a little bit. People are passing up younger bucks and trying to shoot older ones, letting the younger ones survive. And some, you know, deer are living longer, and they're getting a chance to shed antlers. And my college roommate was finding some sheds when we were one spring, and he kind of got me walking with him. And man, when I found that first one, it was just, you know, it was a rush, you know, and I've always wanted to find more.
And so since then, you've been doing this more and more, and now you're kind of an authority on hunting for antlers.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your advice for somebody who thinks, yeah, this would be a lot of fun? How can someone get started?
Well, I guess the first thing is to try to figure out a good place to look for deer antlers. Find a, you know, whether it's a park or some kind of area where there's no hunting allowed, where you are allowed to collect antlers. That way more deer can survive. If you're going out on DNR land, you know, you're obviously allowed to go out there walking, but a lot of deer get harvested. Or maybe find some private property and get permission from a farmer if you're, you know, driving around and seeing a lot of deer in that area. Find a good place with a lot of deer would be the first step.
And do a lot of people do this? Are a lot of people out there shed hunting?
It's really gotten me popular in the last 10 or 15 years or so. Some of the areas where I go on public land now, I see footprints in the spring, and just by the way they're walking, I know that that's what they're doing, and there's a lot of competition out there for it now.
Yeah, so you're out there, you're walking, you're looking for antlers, some shed antlers. How do you do it? How do you make sure you don't just walk right by them?
Well, it's easy to do. I'm sure I've done it. I've stepped on them before and kicked them before. you know, you first got to look for the bedding areas and the feeding areas. That's kind of what deer spend most of their time doing in the winter and time. Deer lose their antlers from about December till generally around March. Some will still have antlers right now. Most should be shed out by now. And you find where they're feeding, whether it's a cornfield or, you know, in the woods, if it's natural browse, like what red oak or dogwood or maybe acorns, and look in those areas, and then check in the bedding areas. It might be a coniferous forest, pine trees or cedars, or maybe some thick brush like dogwood or willow, places they can take some cover. And that's where they spend a lot of time, especially if you can find the beds on the ground, the little depressions in the snow or in the dust, and just kind of keep your head down and try to find the grain from the chaff. You know, sheds look a lot like sticks and grass, and it takes some looking, and it's easy to miss them, but spend enough time doing it and you'll come up with one.
Want to take a caller now. Joseph is with us in Milwaukee. Joseph, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about?
Yeah, so I have a buddy that has an interesting mantelpiece at his house. I was inquiring about it. He said he was going walking through the woods one day, and he saw a little kind of like a gentleman that's helping us out with how to find antlers this time of year. It was just kind of poking out of the ground, and he thought it was an antler or potentially just a stick sticking out of the ground. But after he dusted it off, what it actually was two antlers that had come together, just locked together, and he couldn't take them apart. And when he cleaned it out, that's what it was. It might have been like two six-point antlers that just came together, and he just never tried to take it apart. And now it's just this really cool mantelpiece.
Wow.
That's just sitting on his bar downstairs in his basement, and something that you probably couldn't recreate or probably just so rare to find. But I don't know. Is that something that's pretty rare to find?
Joseph, thanks. So, Joe, two sets of antlers intertwined with each other.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. bucks will fight for dominance and mating rights in the fall, and so they'll interlock their antlers, and on occasion they'll get locked together, and you hear about it every year where they'll become unlocked and they won't be able to get apart, and then usually ends up dying, whether they starve or get attacked by predators. I'm not sure if the caller was referring to if the buck had actually shed or not, too, but it would be possible that they might lock together and then the buck might shed its antler and carry around the other buck's antler. That would be really rare. I've never heard of that, but that would be possible, too.
Joseph, thanks for that call. We're talking to Joe Shedd. He's the author of Shed Hunting, A Guide to Finding White-Tailed Deer Antlers. And is it like with hunting, more points for more points on the antlers?
Well, you know, everybody wants to find a big antler, but when you think about it, the hard ones to find are the little ones.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody can spot a big one, but obviously everybody wants to find the big ones.
So we got another caller now at 800-642-1234. Randy is with us in Ripon. Randy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share a story with you. I have a marsh area, kind of wooded marsh here across the street from me, and it was a fluke. I looked down, and here was a six-point, one-half of a six-pointer. Well, I told a friend of mine that makes lamps and stuff, chandeliers out of antlers, and what he said to me, and I don't know if you use the same method, he said they don't like the uneven weight, and they'll try to knock off the other half. And he says what you want to do is circle up from where you found that one and then walk down each trail, and sure enough, it was within 100 feet I found the other half.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was around this time of year, maybe a little earlier.
Huh.
But boy, I was just like, wow, this is
Randy, thank you so much for sharing that. So, Joe, have you had that situation? You find half an antler and you start looking for the other half?
Yeah. What's interesting about the shedding process is sometimes they'll drop both the antlers together. They'll be laying side by side. But more often than not, they won't. So, yeah, he's exactly right. That's good advice. If you do find an antler, try to figure out, if you can find the trail or see the tracks where that deer was walking. Try to follow it, up and down, because you don't know if that's the first one or the second one. Try to follow the tracks, each direction as far as you can, and make some circles after that if you can't find any tracks or anything. And sometimes you'll get lucky and find it, sometimes you won't. It might be several days before they drop the second antler. It just varies.
Oh, we heard from Ben from Appleton. Ben wants to know if it's possible to train your dog to hunt for sheds. Have you ever heard of that, Joe?
Yeah, that is something that's gotten really popular in the last few years, and they are very good shed hunters. There's videos out there, and there's people that are actually instructing people how to teach their dogs to find antlers, and it's very effective.
Joe, it sounds like part of the fun here is, well, of course you're getting outside, and that's great, but part of the fun is really having to understand deer behavior and learn more about it to know where to look for and spot these shed antlers, right?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell people I've learned more about deer hunting, just from my, from shed hunting than from reading books or watching videos or anything. It just forces you to be successful. It forces you to really understand how the deer are relating to their landscape.
Have you had luck? Have you been out this season?
I have not been out too much. We got some really deep snow here. I live in northern Minnesota now, from central Wisconsin originally. I did get one 8-point set that was laying side by side back in January, and I'm impatiently waiting for the snow to melt right now.
And for the serious shed hunters, do people have their secret spots where they have good luck and maybe don't want to tell everybody else about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's when you find a good spot, you definitely want to kind of keep it to yourself. I've kind of let some people in on some areas in the past, and it's come back to bite me. But, yeah, people are definitely secretive about it.
So, Joe, I imagine you've collected a lot over the years. What do you do with them all?
They're my children. Those are my babies. some people will make crafts out of them. Some people will, use them for dog chews or sell them, to people that do crafts and stuff. I keep all my antlers. I have a whole room in my basement that's just covered with them. Actually, most of the rooms in my house have antlers in right now.
And so when somebody stops by, they get the tour of antlers?
Yeah, and that's the thing about antlers. Whether you're a deer hunter or not, people are just fascinated by them. They're this bone that goes from nothing, and in the course of 4 months, grows into this big bone that eventually, you know, falls off. And it's, they're just fascinating to look at. And, you know, I'll be sitting there watching TV and just twirling one around in my hands, just kind of feeling it. They're just neat things.
Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was glad to be on this show today.
That's Joe Shedd. He's the former managing editor of Deer and Deer Hunting magazine, and he's the author of the book Shedd Hunting, A Guide to Finding White-Tailed Deer Antlers. He's been talking to us about a shedd hunting season, and that's right now.